welcome to class today. So, as you can tell, I'm not feeling the top of the world, but that's all right. We have some great material and everything will go wonderfully today. Before we get to the normal what questions or so on do you have for me, let's just hit a couple brief announcements. First off, there are more than 15 people in Piazza who want to switch lab sections and can't find anybody to switch with them. If you are capable of going to a different lab section, you could make somebody really happy by going to Piazza and saying, I will switch with you. There is no benefit in it for you except this general feeling of largesse, so I would encourage you to look there if you think you can. Also, there have been several things posted to Request Tracker. We will get to answering them. We have not quite decided which TA is looking at which account there, so that will take a few days. Don't get impatient. We will see them. There's that. How many of you had difficulty submitting during lab yesterday? I had difficulty submitting. None. Okay, one. Yeah, so there was a mistake in CoLab, you couldn't submit late, I'm sorry. The end of the last lab, that was a problem. You still submitted something though?
Yes.
Great. All right, then the rest of that announcement I need to make. Any questions, comments, concerns, or other things for me before we get to the main material of the day? All right, today, we are going to begin, and we'll continue on Monday, a preview of a significant portion of what we will learn this semester. About half of the lectures of the rest of the semester we will preview today. What this means is you will see a lot of things we will not explain in any detail, so that you will know where the pieces go when we talk about them more. So if some little piece of what we do is a little confusing to you, we will figure it out, don't worry. But for now, we want to get you sort of your feet wet, see a lot of what's going on. To do that, I would encourage you, if you have a computer, to open it up and possibly to follow along on the lecture notes if you want. Lecture 5 is today, in case you were not following that carefully. And I am going to essentially walk through these detailed how-tos about how to get started so that you can all get started. I will assume you already have Eclipse installed, because that's what the first week's lab was doing. If you do not already have Eclipse installed, I'm sorry. Hopefully somebody will help you out. It's not going to be me today. I'm just going to walk through this. We'll get Eclipse up and running. That will take more time than we would hope. And then we'll move on to talking about some stuff about Java. So the first thing it says is open Eclipse. So I'm going to do that. Eclipse takes a little while to run, and I tried to open the wrong one. Wasn't that clever of me? That's the one I want. It will take a little while to boot up. I am running a slightly older version of Eclipse than most of you, because this podium computer is slightly older than most of your computers. At some point, it will ask you what you want your workspace to be. The workspace you select is where all files that you will generate this semester will be located. So pick somewhere you can find. So I will pick a folder, and then it will run and it'll think for a while. While it's running and thinking for a while, I'll remind you of an analogy. We're learning Java. That's the language we'll be learning. We'll be saying things in Java. Eclipse is a tool for writing Java, just like word processors are tools for writing text. So Eclipse is not the only way to write them, but it is certainly a way to write them. At some point, as it boots up, you will come to the welcome screen. There are at least 4 different versions of this screen, and none of them are useful. What we want to do is find the button that says Workbench. It may be in the top right corner like this. It may be somewhere on the right half. I have never seen it not in the right half. Sometimes it has no text, just the little weird arrow picture. Wherever it is, you click on it. And you come to this window, which is much more useful. Okay, so I opened it up, picked a workspace, clicked to the Workbench. Let's go back here and see what it says to do next. So I went to the welcome, went to the workbench. All right. Next thing it wants me to do is create a project. Projects are folders that will contain other folders that will contain your code. You can put many pieces, many programs, many documents, if you will, in the same project, or you can have lots of projects. How you split up projects is mostly up to you. You don't want to make too many, because files in one project can't talk to files in other projects, but I'll typically make one per lecture. I would suggest you make one per homework assignment and so on. So I'll say new project. Most of you will have an option that says new Java project, but in case you don't fret. You can say new project instead, and then in the next screen you can say Java project. Once you say you want a new Java project, it will ask you, what do you want to name the project? You can pick any name you want. I'm going to pick the name Turtle Demo, because we're going to do a demonstration today involving turtles, because everybody loves turtles. Everything else besides the project name, we will leave alone, so we'll just click Finish once we type the name. And that will cause Turtle Demo to appear on that left-hand window. I will click the little plus next to Turtle Demo so we can see what's inside that folder. And we will see one folder in particular called SRC, short for Source. All of the .java files you will write will go into an SRC folder inside some project. If they are not in an SRC folder, they won't work, because that's the way Eclipse likes it. So, we will put some files in there. And the first files we will put in there are some files that I already have that we will download and put in there. Before I go to downloading the files, any questions up to this point? I have a question up to this point. Okay, if as you are following along, you suddenly find your computer did something strange, unlike what mine is doing, we have a couple of TAs here, Jackie and Sam, will be happy to help you out. So if that happens, raise your hand high enough they can see them over the sea of faces, and look towards one of them so they know you're not waving your hand at me, you're waving your hand at them, and we'll try to help you out. All right, so I've gotten up through step 8. Step 9, download Turtle and World. How do you download files? If you just click on these links, you will see it opens in your browser. That is not what you want. Okay? What you want instead is to right-click or control-click if you're on a Mac and pick the save something. It might be save link as, might be save target as, might be save file as, but you pick the save. So I'm going to save, and where I save doesn't matter, I just need to be able to find it later. Now it turns out I've already done this, but I'm going to save it in my downloads. Okay, I will save Turtle, I will save World. Some versions of Mac will ask you if you want to change the file extension on the file, and they'll try to put a TXT at the end. If they try to do that, don't let them, or change it after it downloads by removing that extension in your file browser. So, I download the files. I then want to find them in whatever the file viewer is on my computer. So I will go to wherever I downloaded it, which on this computer is in the most peculiar of locations. And there they are. I find them in my browser. And most of you, the next step is very simple. You select the two, and you drag them and drop them on the SRC folder of the other program. Okay, so I just drag them onto SRC. Now, this computer I'm using, for reasons best known to whoever set up this computer, won't let me do that. Most of you could just drag and drop them on SRC and it will work. If that doesn't work, I will have to show you how the other way to do it is. I will right-click on SRC, I will select Import, I will select General, I will select File System, again that's Import, General, File System, and then I will browse to wherever I downloaded it, and I will check the files that I want to import and click Finish. So if you can't drag and drop, again it's right click, Import, General, File System, Browse, check. You know you've done it successfully if you press the plus next to Source and you see there's something called Default Package, and inside Default Package you see Turtle.java and World.java. I am totally lost! Hooray! What are we lost on? I had difficulty before we got to downloading. Before downloading, I had trouble getting Eclipse running. I had trouble getting the download itself to happen. Be proud. I can download successfully, but I can't get them into Eclipse. Okay, so let's talk again about the download. There are two ways we can download. We can right-click and save as. Exactly what the save option is will vary depending on which web browser you're using. It might be save link, might be save target, might be save file. Okay. So that's one option. Put it somewhere you can find it, because you will need to find it later. The other option, not as good, will cause problems. You go into your browser, you actually open the page, and you save it as. So use the browser's ability to save the web page you're viewing if you can't get the other download technique to work. Yikes. So I download them. Then how do I get them into Eclipse? The easy way that will work for most of you, you go in your Finder or Windows Explorer, whatever your favorite Nautilus or Conker, whatever you use to view your files. You find them, you select them, and most of you will be able to just drag them and drop them on the SRC folder. This will work for 95% of you. If it doesn't work, there's a different thing we can do. So you just drag them over there and drop them on SRC. It must be on SRC, not somewhere else, so you can drag them around once you've got them in. If that doesn't work for you, you right-click SRC, you select Import, you select General, you select File System, you Next, you browse to wherever you saved your files, and you put checkboxes next to whatever the files you want to import is, which in this case will be Turtle and World. And then you finish. If you are still having trouble getting this far, raise your hand and look to a TA and we'll try to fix it for you. I will move on. All right, so why did we do this? What are Turtle and what are World? What are we doing with these things? Well, today we're going to deal with worlds and turtles. And we're going to deal with blueprints for describing worlds and blueprints for describing turtles. And you can tell they're blueprints because I put them on blue. Surprise! So, in Java, a blueprint is called a class. And it describes how to make things. Right? A blueprint for a house is not a house. You can't live in it, but you can make houses based on it. Similarly, the blueprint for a turtle or a world is not a turtle or a world. It is something from which you can make turtles or worlds. Okay? So we just downloaded those blueprints and put them in Eclipse. They need to be in the default package. We will not talk about why. If you're not in the default package, you'll need to put it there anyway. So if we look at one of these, we can open them up and we can look and see what they look like, except you can't read that because it's too small. So let me quickly change my font face so you can read it. So I will change the font to be bigger. Okay, let me quickly check this. I have difficulty reading that font size. No, okay. All right, so I made the font bigger. So we can look at these and we can see what this blueprint looks like. It won't make a lot of sense. That's fine, you don't need to look at it. It's just telling Java how to build turtles and how to build worlds, and every piece of this will make sense eventually, but won't today, and that's fine. We're not actually going to look at the blueprint. We're just going to use it. Okay? So I have these blueprints for how to make turtles and worlds. But I haven't actually made any turtles or worlds yet. They're just descriptions of what turtles and worlds are. Now, they're actually kind of weird descriptions. The worlds that are described are rectangles, not globes. And the turtles that are described have paintbrushes strapped to their belly so that anywhere they move, they leave this trail behind them. And it's so unclear why you would do that to a turtle, but anyway. So we're going to play around with these a bit today. Okay, it looks like the TAs are free. If you still have trouble, make sure the TAs can see you. I think we got three here. All right, so in order to use these blueprints, we're going to need to make a program that we can run. So to do that, we're going to make a new class. Okay? So make a new class. I name it something. I will name it Demo1. You can name it something else if you want. I don't care. And when you make it, before you finish, you want to check the box that says public static void main string ... args. public static void main string bracket bracket args is a very common thing to see in Java and makes no immediate sense. We will talk about what it means, but we will not talk about what it means today. We'll just check the box that says give me one, and away we go. I'm now going to maximize this window that is created so you can see it all clearly. Now, depending on how Eclipse is set up, you'll see something slightly different. So, how many of you see this that I've highlighted right now, the slash star star, etc.? I see slash star star when I make a class. Zero! Okay, then I will just delete it and not talk about it. Hooray! I see the slash slash to do. Most of us. Okay, let's talk briefly about this. Anytime you see slash slash, it is telling Java, ignore the rest of this line. So I can put absolutely anything after the slash slash I want. It is for the humans that are reading the code, not for the computer that's running the program. So slash slash just means ignore the rest of the line. It's called a comment. And because it doesn't mean anything, I'm going to delete that too. Okay? And that leaves us with two interesting lines. Every Java program we will ever write will begin with public class and then a name which is the same name as the .java file we are writing. And when I say same name, I mean exactly the same. Java cares about capital and lowercase, so demo with a capital D is different than demo with a lowercase d, and so on. Okay? It's exactly the same name as the file we're writing without the .java. You have to do this. There are actually things you can do that wouldn't be inside the curly braces associated with demo. We won't talk about them pretty much at all this semester. So every file has one of those. Inside of that, and by inside I mean inside the curly braces that follow it, Java loves curly braces, we have this public static void main string bracket bracket args. This magic sentence means I'm about to define the method that should happen when you run the program. Okay? So the stuff that's inside the curly braces after public static void main string bracket bracket args is the stuff that happens when I run the program. It's where I start going. And so we will be writing entirely inside main today. It's the only place we will be looking because that's what happens when we start running and we won't really have time to look elsewhere. So this, in this curly braces, inside main, is where we can put code that will actually run. Questions? Yes? If you successfully checked the box that says create that second line, then it will set create it. If you didn't, you'll need to type it. So if your code does not look like this, change it until it does. If you made a file that had a different name than demo 1, though, don't change the name demo 1. Leave it whatever your file is named. Any other general questions? Okay. So, I have this program, and right now it doesn't have anything it's trying to do. The list of things it's supposed to do, which is inside main here, is blank. So it's not going to do anything if I do run it. So I want it to do something. And what I want it to do is use the blueprints to make worlds and turtles. So I'll start by making a world. Now we talked Wednesday a little bit about the idea of variables and what equals means. And we're going to talk more about that today in the sense that we're going to talk about how you create one of those boxes. So we talked last night about putting things in boxes, but before you can put it in a box, you have to tell Java the box exists. And when you tell Java the box exists, you have to tell it essentially how big to make it. What can you put in the box? So we're going to make a box that can store worlds. And we do that by saying it stores worlds, and we give the box a name. So what do we want to name our box?
Lake.
Lake. Okay, so we have a world named Lake. It doesn't matter what you name your world, right? But this line here, world lake, means I want to have a box that is capable of holding worlds, and I'm going to call that box lake. There is nothing in the box yet. I haven't put anything in the box. I've only created the box. There is a box that is capable of holding worlds. And I named it something. It didn't matter what I named it. There is a semicolon after that. Java loves semicolons. You cannot leave them out. It will complain. It will know exactly where you missed one, but it'll still complain about it not being there. All right, so I made a box, and the next thing I want to do is I want to put a world in the box. Remember, what we put in is the equals operator, the assignment operator, which does not mean equals, it means put in the box. I need to put a world into the box, but to do that, I first have to create a new world. And Java has this magically powerful thing called the new operator that creates new objects, and you spell it like this, new. And then you say what kind of thing you want to make new. You have to put parentheses after the kind of thing you want to make. So lake equals new world, parenthesis, parenthesis. Make a new world, put it in the box named lake. So now the box named lake actually has a world inside of it. Because I made one. At this point, I can run my program. Up at the top of Eclipse, there will be somewhere a little green circle with a white triangle in it. That is the run button. If I want to run this program, I want to tell the computer to do what I asked it to do, I click that button. And what I should expect to see here is a world appears and gets put in the box lake. And poof, there's my world. Okay, worlds are rectangles in Java, in this version. That's what the blueprint describes a world as. So there's my world. It popped into existence. I have a world. It's a very boring world. There's nothing inside, but I have it. Okay? Questions to this point? All right, let's make it more interesting. We've made a world. Let's make a turtle. What should I name my turtle?
Ninja.
A turtle named Ninja. I'm going to do this all on one line just to make things confusing. Okay? Now, I've done two things on one line. I've made a box that can hold turtles and called that box Ninja. And I've put a new turtle in the box. When I make a new turtle, I cannot leave the parentheses empty. The things in the parentheses are what we need to know to make our turtle or make our world. And what you need to know to make a turtle is what world are you making it on. You aren't allowed to make turtles not on a world. Okay? So when I make this turtle, I have to say this turtle is on the world lake. So I have to give it that extra information. So I make a turtle on the world named lake, and I call my turtle Ninja. And if I now go to run my program, poof, there's a turtle in my world. Isn't that amazing? Hey? Okay.
What?
So I now have a world with a turtle in it. Questions? All right. Life is about to get exciting. We are about to boss Ninja around. Ninja is going to do anything we tell it. As long as we tell it things it knows how to do. So we need to tell Ninja to do stuff. The way we tell Ninja to do something uses something called the dot operator. We say Ninja dot. Okay? The dot operator is spelled like a single dot, and it means I'm talking to you. And then we say what it is we want Ninja to do. If you wait right after you type the dot for a second or so, a little pop-up of everything that Ninja knows how to do will appear. So you can pick from there. Let's pick. Some of them won't make any sense. Some of them will. One of the things we can tell Ninja to do is go forward. So say ninja.forward. Ninja, I want you to go forward. And we need to put something in the parentheses. The thing we need to put in the parentheses is called, in Java parlance, a double, which is a strange way of saying a number. We'll talk about why it's called a double eventually, but for now it just means a number. And the number we pick is the number of pixels we want Ninja to move across the world. So we want a number that's large enough to see. Okay? So I now say, Ninja, you should go forward. And when I run this, Ninja goes forward and leaves behind a trail, because remember, all turtles have paintbrushes strapped to their belly. This is the nature of turtles. So we can see where Ninja has gone because of the paintbrush. Okay? Questions? All right. Let's see one more fascinating thing we can do with Ninja. We're going to tell Ninja to turn to the right. Oh, let's give him 100 degrees, that's fine. And we'll tell him to go forward. Yeah, let's tell him to go 30 degrees to the right. Okay? So I tell Ninja, go forward, turn to the right, go forward. And now Ninja goes forward, turns to the right, and goes forward. Because that's what I told it Ninja to do. My turtle is uber obedient. It never does something I don't tell it to do, or vice versa. Okay? So I can tell my turtle to do anything I want, as long as it's a vocabulary it knows. Okay? Questions? All right, let's talk about the vocabulary Ninja knows. What does Ninja know how to do? Again, if I say Ninja dot and wait, a list of everything Ninja knows how to do will pop up. Some of them won't make much sense. That's okay, right? It can go backward. It can go to something relative to the corner of the screen. So unclear why we would want it to do it, but it can. We can have it drop a picture. So we can have some image file and it'll drop it on the board. Use the paintbrush to do magic there. Okay. There's things like equals that are so unclear what they're for. Get class, doesn't really matter. Okay. But we have some others that are nice. We can turn left and right. We can put the pin down and pick it up again. Okay, so pick the pen up, put the pen down in case we don't want to draw sometimes that the turtle's moving. We can do nice things too, like, oh, how about set the shell size? Let's make Ninja a very big turtle. Hey, poof, big Ninja, size 100. Right? Ninja does whatever we say, even if it violates laws of physics, because this is not physics. This is a computer. It can do anything. Right? So we can change the size of the turtle. We can change the size of the pen of the turtle. We can change the turtle's color. Let's actually talk about how to change the turtle's color, because that's not obvious. If I want to change the turtle's color, there is a method called set color. There's also a method called get color. We will frequently see a get and a set pair. Get is like asking somebody, what is your name? And set is like saying, I am going to call you. It's changing something about them. So when I set the color, I'm saying change the color of the turtle. Now to do this, I need to give it a color, which is done by saying color with a capital C dot and then some color. And there's only a handful of colors available. Let's use magenta. That's a nice color. Okay? Sometimes, when you do this, sometimes you'll say color.magenta, and it won't like it. It will give a red squiggly underline. Let me create the red squiggly underline so we can see it. It will give you a red squiggly underline. And this means, I don't know what you're talking about. But it will try to give you hints. So if you mouse over and wait for a moment, it will give you hints about what it thinks you might have meant. If it gives you hints, pick the first one. It's usually right. Okay, in this particular instance, there's this import statement. We'll talk more about that later, but basically it means colors are kept somewhere else. I need to say yes, I want them to be part of my program. So I import that color, and now I can set the color of Ninja. Big magenta turtle. Okay? Questions? All right, so here's what I would like you to do. Take a few minutes, make something amazing. Okay? If you want to, I should talk about multiple turtles first. Sorry, one more thing to talk about. I don't have to have only one turtle. I can also have a turtle. What should my next turtle be named? Thread? That's a weird name. Okay. Great, we have a turtle named Thread. Also in the world, Lake. Okay? And I can give instructions to Thread as well. Okay? So a Thread appears. Thread's back an ordinary sized turtle. Each new turtle you'll make will default to a different color. And they will all appear in the same spot. So here is Thread right there. But if I made another turtle, let's make this turtle named, well, if we're going to do Thread, we might as well also do Yarn, right? Okay? and I no longer see the red turtle. That is not because the red turtle is not there. It is because the blue turtle is on top of the red turtle, and you can't see it when you look down from above. Okay? So we can still tell thread to do things. Thread, how about set the size? Let's set the shell size of thread to be 15. And now we can see clearly that the blue turtle is on top of the red turtle. Right? They're all there. So you can make as many turtles as you want. You can tell them all to do things. Which turtle you talk to is the one that will do it. See what you could do. Play around with it a bit. We'll come back and talk about some pieces, and I'll try to help out the people that are still having trouble. So if you're having trouble with something, raise your hand, and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll come back together in a moment and talk about where this all goes. All right. First off, any questions that came up as you were playing around? Anything you want me to address? Weird problems you saw? Something I might be able to help everybody get? Okay. Who was able to make a picture they had in their mind? I got the turtle to draw something. Maybe 5% of us. Okay. So, let's talk about how we make the turtle draw something. What do you want the turtle to draw? Anyone, what do you want the turtle to draw? I will make it do it. You don't have to know how.
Flowers.
Yes.
Tree.
What?
Christmas
a Christmas tree. All right. We want, which turtle should draw the Christmas tree? Ninja, thread, or yarn?
Thread
was the first one I heard. We'll make thread do it. Okay. Let's remind yourselves where thread is. Thread, I believe, is the red turtle, right? Is thread the one we turned red? Yeah, thread's the second one we made, so thread's the red turtle. All right, I want the red turtle to draw a Christmas tree. So I'm going to make the red turtle draw a Christmas tree. So the first thing I want the turtle to do, I will do a Christmas tree in a very simple way. It's just going to be a triangle. Okay? I'm going to make it go forward. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make the set the pin width to make it a bit fatter so it's easier to see. Let's make the pin 5 pixels wide. Okay? And then I'll tell him to go forward, how about 30 pixels? We'll tell thread to turn to the left 120 degrees. We'll tell thread to go forward 60 pixels. Tell thread to turn to the left, what do we want? We want 150 degrees, is that right? No, we want 120 again. Okay, so I'm just playing around here, and who knows if I've got it right or not. I just tried to picture the angles involved in the Christmas tree in my head. And I got an equilateral triangle, not quite the right thing. Okay? But I tell thread to do whatever I want it to do, and I have to tell it every single step along the way. So let's make that a little clearer. Let's get rid of Ninja and let's get rid of Ninja for a moment. Remember, slash slash means ignore this line. Let's get rid of yarn too, because, you know, who wants yarn? Let's make thread back to normal size. So I'm just putting slash slash, this is called commenting out. I'm temporarily disabling these lines of code. So thread's all that exists. Okay? I run this again and I see what thread does. Makes triangle. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, you know what? I want to see how this works slower. Thread, set delay. How about you delay 1 second between each line? Okay? And here I can see everything thread does one step at a time. And so then once I know what thread is doing, I can then change it so thread does something else. So it looks like I didn't like quite this shallow an angle, so that should be a little less than 120 degrees. So I'm going to make thread's first turn be less than 120 degrees. Let's make it 100 degrees. Turns 100 degrees. That might be a little too steep. Uh-oh. And now we're all skewumpus. Okay. And it isn't doing what we wanted. So let's maybe make it 105 degrees. Let's make this, I don't know, a little longer. Okay. And we tweak it, and we say, ah, that's looking better. Oh, but now it's not going the right direction. Oh dear, right? And so we tweak it a bit some more. So this one needs to be turning more than 120. Let's try, oh, I don't know, let's try 160. And I try it out, and I see if I like it. Okay? and that wasn't right either, and oh dear. Alright, so, but anyway, what's going on, right? I'm telling Thread to do something. I see if Thread did the right thing. I try something else because it was never the right thing. There is another way to do this, which is I could draw it out on paper and get a protractor and decide what it was I wanted Thread to do in advance instead of this trial and error. But Thread does exactly what I tell Thread to do. Thread never does anything else. It does exactly what I tell it to do in the order I tell it to do it. So if I were to tell it to set the pin width, let's say, after the second time it moves forward, then it would start with a skinny pin and then get a fat pin. Okay? It does whatever I tell it to do in that order. This is the core of programming. I decide what I want something to do, I tell it to do it, I get it wrong, I try again. Or I spend some time in advance thinking about it. Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Do you want to see what a try at Christmas tree actually looks like? Should we finish this? I want you to finish trying Christmas tree. I don't really care about Christmas trees, so let's try something interesting. Okay, looks like Christmas tree is winning. Okay, so how do I decide what a Christmas tree looks like? Well, this is going to have to be, let's see. What should this angle be? So I have 105 on that side. I'm going to have another 105. That's going to be 210, which needs to be removed from 360. So that's going to leave me with 150 I need there. That's going to have to be 100 long, and this is going to have to be 105 degrees. Do a little math in my head. Turns out geometry is useful once in a while. Okay, we're getting there. Let's keep it fat the whole time. So we'll make it fat first. And then when we're done, we want to draw a trunk. So we'll set the color to, let's see, is there a brown? I don't think there is. Let's make a blue trunk. That's a good color trunk. Let's make the initial color, set the color to be color dot, what color Christmas tree tops? Probably dark cyan. Let's go green. Okay, so I make it green, I make it draw it, I make it blue. It was facing to the right, so it needs to turn to the right 90 degrees to look down, right? Turn to the right 90 degrees. And we'll go, I don't know, we'll make the trunk 30 long. We'll then move it out of the way, so pick the pin up. And move out of the way. Hey, okay. Yikes, I've got a problem. I spelled forward wrong. Okay, so now I draw a Christmas tree top. I change to the blue pen. I turn right. I draw a trunk. Oh, it wasn't quite centered, and I get out of the way. So I'm starting to get a Christmas tree, right? Now, is this the only way to do it? Certainly not. We can play around with other things here. We can figure out what the right distance is to get the trunk in the middle or make multiple pieces or so on. Okay? There's lots of things we could do. So I did a few odds and ends here, right? I changed the color before drawing lines. I changed how fast the turtle was. I picked the pen up to get it out of the way without drawing more trunk. Right? These are sort of tools. We could tell Thread to do anything that Thread knows how to do in order to make our picture look the way we want our picture to look. Questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Let's have you all do something pretty straightforward, I hope. Get a turtle to draw a square. This hopefully will not be hard. Hey, take a moment, get your turtle drawing a square. Okay. I'm going to just wholesale throw away everything I had before. How do I make Ninja draw a square? Some volunteer, what do I need to tell Ninja to do? Yes? Forward, what amount?
100.
100 works for me. Then what?
Right 90.
Right 90. Why 90?
Right angle.
Good. Then?
Copy and paste.
Great. Copy and paste. Square. Okay. So I can make a square just by copy paste. If I wanted to make a nonagon, a nine-sided polygon, instead of a four-sided polygon, what would need to change? To what? Yeah, so the angle is going to be 360 divided by how many sides there are. I'm allowed to say divide in computer science. We say spell divide slash. Because there's no divide key on your keyboard. Okay? So I just want to say 360 divided by 9. And that should make a nonagon, right? Oh. Part of a nonagon. What do I need to do now? I need more of them! I need 9 in total. And there's my nonagon. Hooray! Okay? So I can get the turtle to do that kind of thing. I can make it do pretty much any shape I want. I just have to figure out how to tell it to do it. Now, one of the things you'll notice is this is very boring and repetitive code. I have the same two lines over and over and over again. And nobody likes to look at that. So when we come back on Monday, we're going to talk about how to get rid of this redundancy, to only write it twice and say do it 9 times. We'll talk about how to bundle it up and name that method so that we can use draw nonagon as many times as we want with only writing how to do it once and so on. We'll get to see a lot of these pieces. There's a few minutes left. If you want to play and have us talk about it, that's great. We don't really have time to move into the next piece in the remaining 3 minutes of class, so I'm going to end my official lecture here. We will do a fair amount with Turtle as we go forward, so talk about it on Monday. We'll use it in lab next week and for part of your first homework assignment, so learn to love it.